Matt Cameron, the drummer in that band, Pearl Jam, retiring after 30 years, which is pretty amazing. I think Pearl Jam will continue on, I would assume. And they were, was that last summer that they were at Fenway? I think it was.
Yeah.
And they were as good as they always were. So
did Ken go to that?
I went to that with Wick.
Oh, you went with? Oh, yes.
Because Wick is friends with those guys. So not a lot of great concerts at Fenway this summer. At least what I like.
What is going on with that?
I want to go see Lumineers, maybe, just because I want to go to a Fenway show. But other than that,
Breezy, 25th.
Yeah, that's pass. Gonna, hard know, pass.
Yeah, well, that's not your shtick.
You're right.
I mean, I wouldn't go see the Lumineers. Isn't that
you
what
wouldn't?
You, no, isn't that what you want for your teeth?
Oh, okay.
You want to get Lumineers?
Yeah, Courtney does want Lumineers for her teeth. You're right.
Don't you want to go see
good
Dr. Wu?
Yeah, that was good.
No, so, no. But, Breezy will be there.
We are going to get to the news coming up at 7:45, and that includes an incident of Pokemon collector line-cutting rage, which led to violence. But right now, this...
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and Ketch's Law is honoring those who built this city. So if you know of somebody who, whether they drive or they construct or they care for others and you think they should be honored, nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. The nurses, the iron workers, the drivers, the excavator operators, whoever they are, they deserve to be honored. And also, speaking of catches, if you're somebody like me, I like doing business with those who care about the community where they do business. And I heard from Sean Flaherty, our guy over there yesterday, and he wanted to make a donation to LB's family, to Annie and the Wilster. And we got a fundraiser going on for those two. And I just want to thank Sean and everybody at Ketch's for what they do for the community. All right. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Patrick Mahomes. He joined Kay Adams on her Up and Adams program. She asked him about the compliments that Tom Brady has been sending Patrick Mahomes his way this offseason, and Patrick Mahomes actually filled us in on a bit of the relationship between himself and Tom Brady. Here was Patrick Mahomes.
I think that's always in the back of your mind, even from the beginning of my career. But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time, a day and a day, just continuing to do that. And that's something that I've been conscious of knowing that how blessed I am to be in Kansas City, to have all these great players around me. And having Tom, a guy like that, say that, I mean, it just motivates me even more. And I've actually talked to Tom a good amount this offseason, and it's cool that he wants to give me advice. You know, he doesn't have to be like that. He's such a good dude, and I have so much respect for him, and I'll take any advice he gives me.
What does he say to you? What's the best advice?
I gotta keep the secrets, you know. But he always talks about being yourself. He thinks that, which I truly believe too, is that guys can spot when you're not authentic and you're not putting in the work. And that's something that he did every single day. That's why guys respected him so much. And that's all I'm going to do for the rest of my career. And I feel like I've done so far is I'm always myself. No matter if you like me or if you don't like me, you know that I'm giving everything I can to win the football games.
All right.
Okay, pretty good guy to get advice from.
Yeah, think? All right. If he gets the advice, maybe he kind of goes the mode of like, all right, maybe I can do what Brady did and play into my 40s, you know? I mean, Mahomes is, what, 27 or 28? So, I mean, he can still easily, you know, if his mindset is, I want to play, you know, let's call it 40.
Barring injury and stuff, how long do you think he plays? Another 10 years?
Well, 10 years. If he's 27, 37, so maybe another 13 years if he wants.
Is he only 27 right now?
He's been in the league for 9 years.
How old is he, 28?
This is his ninth season. So I would
29.
Guess
29,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 29, he played for another 10 years, you know, 11 years. So he played a 40. That's think about it. That's a long time if he's been in the league 9 years. That puts him at that, you know, 19-year career. And, you know, statistically, the way they're throwing the ball now, I mean, he could break a ton of records.
Okay, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's stay in football, but let's head to the college football ranks. As Mike Lombardi filled us in on a new plan down at UNC, Greg, they were done with turf.
Oh.
Mike Lombardi and Bill Belichick decided to bring back grass.
Okay.
Here was Mike Lombardi explaining that decision.
One of the first things when we got to North Carolina, we were over in the blue zone. Bill and I, we were in one of those suites over there as we were getting ready to have the press conference. And we both looked out on the field and said, we're in North Carolina, right? He said, yeah. Well, why do we have turf? It makes no sense. Like, we have really nice weather. We can grow really good grass. Like, why don't we have grass? Because grass is what players want to play on. And it's hard to recruit to artificial turf. I mean, it's difficult to go out there every single day on your knees and do all those things. So, you know, the idea happened because we looked out there and it made no logical sense. So turf is going to be in Carolina for as long as we're going to be here. Now, the only thing we really don't have, we wanted hedges because we want to bring the stadium back to when it first started.
Mm. All right, I like the grass.
And it's better for the knees, right? Isn't it safer for a lot of players to play on?
Yeah, I think a lot of players like it better. And then
grass is so much talking better. About it from a recruitment perspective, as if, I mean...
Yeah, the less injury risk.
Yeah, players think about that.
Okay, but it's at the bottom of the list, you know, NIL money and what you're getting paid is at the top of the list.
Yeah,
yeah, but if you're deciding between UNC and, I don't know, Clemson, and they're offering you the exact same amount of money,
right,
and you're like, well, UNC plays on grass, Clemson plays on turf, it's like, okay, let's just go play at UNC.
Right.
That might be a factor for somebody.
Yeah, that would be a huge factor. I mean, you know, you want it now because he even talked about practice fields and, you know, making sure. I think BC has a nice outdoor practice field that's on grass. So you want to be able to take it. Georgia, they play on grass. So I think a lot of college football teams have grass fields.
Did you see that tackle who got $5.1 million? I think it was Texas Tech.
Yeah.
$5.1
million. Mm-hmm.
An offensive tackle?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I guess he's supposed to be legit.
$5.1 million.
Yeah,
at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I bet it's like a 2-year or a 3-year deal. So, you know, it's a few million. You know, what's that? You know, a million or so every year, which is really great money.
What's crazy to me is UNC. The checkbook is just being pulled out left and right since Bill gets there. Like, to think that's why a lot of teams don't want to do the grass, because the upkeep with grass is so expensive.
Right. Yeah, no, Bill's just redoing everything.
It's insane.
Or do you think he made the decision, or do you think it was Jordan who made the decision?
No,
I'm sure it was him.
By the way, a very unfortunate incident of vandalism occurred over the 4th of July weekend on Nantucket. If you're watching on Twitch, there's a sign at the gazebo that says you must be 25 years or older to get in, because they have this policy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, the sign was changed over the weekend to read, must be older than Jordan Hudson to enter. That's not nice.
Somebody's throwing shots.
Imagine if she were walking by the gazebo downtown Nantucket and saw that. The poor thing.
Did Linda do that?
It probably was one of Linda's friends. She probably doesn't do it herself. But
so
that is unfortunate.
Obviously, I know that's a fake sign, but they don't
really. No, that's really what they did. Like, they
then a bouncer took it down.
Yeah,
so
but do they normally have a sign up?
Yes, they don't. They want to avoid problems, so they normally say you have to be 25
or older. That's what I was getting at. Wow, 25 or older, huh?
All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's head over to baseball. Alex Cora spoke before the game yesterday, gave us an update on Alex Bregman's return. Here was Alex Cora.
Realistically, sooner rather than later. How soon, we don't know yet, but he's hitting outside right now. He feels great. You know, if it's up to him, it was yesterday, but obviously it's not up to him. We'll make a decision as a group and go from there.
Hmm. All right.
Won't see him till after the All-Star game.
No, I think you will. Maybe you'll see him before.
You could see him in that Tampa Bay series.
He also said that Yoshida will make his season debut tomorrow night. So, I mean, I hate to be that person. If Curtis were here, he'd be all over me. But you're getting guys back who you have not had access to because of injuries.
Right.
You're putting it together when it comes to hitting the baseball. Mm-hmm. I mean,
But, like, who are you sitting for Yoshida?
Aren't you just DH-ing him, and then you're probably going...
But that means Roman Anthony's not playing, or one of your outfielders aren't playing, and all three of your outfielders right now, or three or four of your outfielders are hitting the ball really well.
That's
like
why
Roman Anthony's raking. Sedan Rafael has a home run in three straight. Willier's been great since returning from his injury.
But that's why I think Jaron Duran is most likely gone.
Right.
Like especially if the value, if they're talking about what the value is.
Does that mean he gets traded today?
No. I mean,
no, before the trade deadline. And then maybe, like you said.
And they're just going to shuffle playing time until then?
Yeah, I think if it's like. Yoshida, if he comes back, I bet it's based on, you know, them, the analytics of, okay, is there a righty on the mound or a lefty?
Because then you still have to incorporate Ref Snyder for when it's lefties because he's been dominating left-handers.
Right.
Will Fleming was on this station yesterday afternoon. Oh, you have that?
Yep, see that was the next cut.
Oh, okay. Because he's talking about how they're definitely going to spend money.
Oh, so. I have a different cut.
Okay.
But-
Let's hear what you have.
Will Fleming, as you pointed out, was on with WEEI Afternoons yesterday and talked about why the Red Sox had to move on from Rafael Devers. Here was Will Fleming.
Think about the courage, the chutzpah that it took for Craig Breslow to do what he did, right? I mean, that is a full-on balls-on-the-table move.
Yep.
To trade that guy, it is, I mean, and he knew this. In the moment, you're putting your job on the line, 100%. When you take it to ownership, you say, this is what I believe. This guy does not subscribe to the vision of this team. And what's crazy is, you know, we were in San Francisco right after that trade happened. And everyone out there, of course, because they've been dying to get big hitters and they think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Rafi didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with. They had to move on.
That's what I think. When I think Craig Breslow, I think balls on the table.
I think chutzpah.
I mean, to be fair, like he's made a bunch of moves this year, and the majority of them seem to be working out. Like Garrett Crochet. Awesome acquisition, and you extended him. Bringing in Carlos Narvaez, great ad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just seems like every move he makes, Aroldis Chapman is the leading AL receiver in votes. Like, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, I think end of the season, if things like that continue with Rafael Devers, mm-hmm. where he goes out there and he's not willing to play first base or he's not willing to do what you want to do, then, yeah, it is a success, that trade.
Yeah,
I think that they look at it and they already say this is a success for us because based on what we want, culture, vibe, chemistry, whatever it is.
We don't want to be paying a dude $30 million who isn't on board
right.
with what we're trying to do.
Bingo.
And we're willing to cut the arm off and see if the – patient survives or whatever.
Well, no, we can cut the arm on, and guess what? We can reattach it because we have all this money that we save from keeping Devers. Now they could just figure out, all right, where do we allocate this money? Now the key is just they got to allocate it.
Who ghosts Will Clark? Like, he's there to work with you, and you blow him off?
Yeah, if that's
like,
true, that's wild.
And you're just starting a new job.
Well, we know that he ghosts Big Poppy, so.
He'll ghost anybody.
He really, I mean, you're trying to make, aren't you supposed to make a great first impression if you're Rafael Devers or anybody else?
And then when you're getting these, you know, text messages or WhatsApp messages from legends, you would think you might want to pick up the phone a little bit.
All right, that is They Said It.
That is They Said It, Greg.
Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, Courtney, and the news next.